Now, after 20 years, believe it or not, in the making, the NTA and Dublin City Council have announced their recommended option for the Liffey Cycle Route project. And I'm now joined by Joe Costello, Labour Party, Dublin Central, to tell us more about it. So good morning, Joe, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John.
The proposal is for a segregated 5K cycle path running along the quays on both sides of the River Liffey. Tell us more about it, Joe.
Well, this is something that has been discussed for the last 7 or 8 years. Dublin City Council has been involved in drawing up various proposals as to how best to have a segregated, safe cycle lane along the River Liffey that would travel all the way from the sea down at the Point Depot right up to the Phoenix Park. It would be a wonderful cycle trip, and it could, of course, link the north side and the south side and loads of spaces and greenways and so on in the process. But we couldn't come up with a particular version that was viable or feasible or that was agreed on. And there were 8 options in all that were discussed by the City Council over a 5-year period. And then eventually the National Transport Authority, the NTA, decided that they were going nowhere and lifted it from the City Council Transport Committee. And they took charge of it for the last 18 months. And then they came up with a new proposal that the cycle lane would travel both sides of the Liffey and that it would cross over around Capel Street from the north side to the south side to avoid the traffic in Bachelor's Walk, and that this would be the way that it would be the best way to do it. And funny enough, that was one of the options that had been discussed by Dublin City Council but hadn't been proceeded with. So it's the one now that has come up with the NTA. Dublin City Council have accepted it in principle. It is going out to public consultation. There will be a cost-benefit analysis conducted of it, because it's going to be in the region, well, at least 20 million to complete all of the work. So it's quite a sizable project. But if it is done and done properly and safely and so on, it will be an enormous boon to all the cyclists in the city.
Right. And as you've mentioned, it's going to run all the way from the Phoenix Park right as far as the Point Depot. Well, almost, at least.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Excellent.
It's good. And of course, then you have the linkages coming with the canals. You have the greenways and the towpaths on the Royal Canal and the Grand Canal, and they come into the sea, or they come into the Liffey very close to the sea as well. So if you like, they'll be articulated arms whereby cyclists will be able to travel the whole way out along the canals as well. So that linkage will be very desirable too, and will provide for a huge increase in cycling that will be very much safe and segregated.
Right. More than 33, I think, will be removed to facilitate the track, along with the loss of more than 100 parking spaces. Now, not too worried about the parking issue, as that would defeat the whole purpose. But what about the trees? Are there plans for new trees to be planted once the project is complete?
Yes, there are. I think the trees would be a shame, and I still think that every effort should be made to try and save as many trees as possible. It's not that long ago since all the trees were taken out of O'Connell Street. There were lovely, mature London planes that had literally thousands of birds nesting there, and it's very unusual to have birds nesting in the heart of the city. And they were taken away for new trees to be planted. And while the new trees are fine, they're very different from mature trees that have got a life of their own and grown up organically in the area and provide a certain liveliness in every sense, and nature, bringing nature right into the heart of the city. So that's something that will have to be looked at very carefully. There is the plan to replace them, all right, but whether some of them cannot be saved, that would be certainly very desirable.
Okay. The great thing about this new proposal is that the cars and buses won't be diverted away from the quays, because one of the previous proposals included traffic diversions into the likes of Smithfield and Stony Batter. That would have been a complete disaster, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that was one of the that I regard as the foolish. I live actually in Stony Batter area, and I thought when I heard that all of the traffic coming along the North Quays would be turned up at Blackall Place and turned into into Stonybatter and Smithfield and North King Street and Brunswick Street, and this is full of children who, you know, come and cycle to school, and then of course Grinchcombe and the huge campus now that has been built at the present time. We have about 1,200 students there at the moment. In the next September 12 months we'll have 12,000, and that'll be doubled into another 12,000. There's about 26,000 students altogether in the what was the old DIT, which is now the Technological University of Dublin, and it's located in Grinchgorman. And there are little streets at the bottom, and the idea of turning all the traffic on the North Quays up that direction, having it move along for 1.5 kilometres or bringing it back onto the Quays again, was just ludicrous. And that was the final nail in the coffin of the 8 options that Dublin City Council had proposed, and then the NTA intervened at that stage and says, look, that's madness in every sense of the word.
Absolutely, yes.
Carbon, in terms of congestion, in terms of just defeating the whole purpose. So they pulled it and they came up then with the new proposals.
Okay, and it all sounds excellent. Would you agree that the new plans will address the black spots for cyclists along the Quays and help reduce, like, you know, the number of incidents that have been happening over the years? Obviously,
well,
of course.
That's the intention. That there's going to be 2 safe, segregated cycle lanes. There will be an impediment along the Quays when they have to coming up the North Quays, when the traffic has to move from the building side. When the cycle lane moves from the building side to the riverside, because it has to do that to deal with the buses coming into Bachelor's Walk. There's a whole line of buses coming up there, and it just wouldn't function on that side, so it moves to the cycle lane moves there. So it has to actually cross the North Quays. Now, there'll have to be a lot of good work done there in terms of signalling to make sure that is a safe crossing there. But apart from that, there should be no difficulty in any of the rest of it.
All right. And I'd say the new plans will encourage more commuters to cycle and walk as well, with also the knock-on effect to help, you know, reduce carbon emissions, because less people will be using their cars as a result of all this.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing about it is you look at the CSO figures for the census that was carried out in 2016. It showed that cycling was the fastest method of transport that had grown in that 5 years, percentage-wise. Now, of course, doesn't compare with bus transport or anything like that in terms of the quantity, overall quantity, but in terms of the actual percentage growth, cycling was the fastest. So we have very quickly become pretty much a cycling nation. And the Quays were always a very dangerous area. There was a direct route into town. The buses and cars and so on like to travel along those routes. But up until now, we have not had a safe route. And the great thing about it is that it's going to be linking up so many areas right across that it will provide an impetus, an incentive to cyclists to come right into town in much, much greater numbers than they are able to do at the present time.
Absolutely. What's the next step, Joe? A public consultation, or has this already taken place?
A public consultation, yeah. Right. That's the next step. I presume that will all take place under the auspices of the new City Council now, which will be elected on the 24th of May. But the public consultation will be the next thing, and the government will have to have a look at it in terms of cost-benefit, because once a project reaches 20 million, there has to be a cost-benefit analysis done to see that its viability and its feasibility. But I do believe that this at last is a runner and is a feasible proposal, and that it will pass muster when both the public consultation and the cost-benefit analysis take place.
Okay.
So really what we need is to get on with it as quickly as possible and get it open. Now, I mean, it will still be the best part of 10 years, I imagine, since the proposal was first mooted before we have it up and running. And that's a shame that we couldn't have it done much earlier than this. But at least we're going to get it now, I hope.
All right. And all going well, what's the expected duration of the contract? Any idea?
I don't know. I can't say that at the present time. It'll be up to a number of things at that stage. You know, I presume it won't be too long. It wasn't expected that it would be a very long project, but nevertheless, we have seen what has happened to various projects roundabout in the last while. Yeah. So I wouldn't be able to put a figure on it at this point in time.
Okay, the council have said they're hoping for construction to begin by the end of next year anyway, so that's good news.
Yeah, it will still bring it, you know, it'll bring it to the best part of 10 years since the project was first mooted. But let's hope that it's done within the 10-year period anyway, and that in the next 2 years or so that it's up and running.
Okay. By the way, will there be a need for a business case analysis under the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform Rules?
There will. That
All right.
Cost-benefit analysis has to be conducted, and we're hoping we could avoid that, but I don't think now that the project is going to be more expensive than was first thought, as all these projects tend to be. But more or less that can be done simultaneously as the public consultation is taking place.
Yes, well, it's different. We're not building a hospital.
building a hospital. It should be a fairly simple and straightforward analysis that would be done.
Absolutely.
In terms of the cost-benefit, the benefit it will bring in terms of opening up the city centre to cyclists and to pedestrians is going to be enormous.
Right. OK, we'll leave it at that, Joe, unless there's anything else you'd like to add before we finish up.
No, that's about it, I think, John.
All right.
It's a good day for cyclists, but I think it's a good day for everybody in the city because it does open up the heart of the city in a way that hasn't happened before. We hopefully at last will find a situation where virtually everybody is happy with the outcome. That seems to be the situation so far, and it's not very often that happens in terms of public transport or any other major project that has been mooted in an area congested and stuff. But this looks to be a desirable project that will open up the city to a lot of people.
Absolutely. Joe, thanks again for joining us and all the very best to you. Have a great weekend, by the way, and
enough.
A happy Easter, and take care.
And the very same to you.
Thank you
happy
very
Easter.
Much. All the
Bye
best.
Now, John.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, that was Joe Costello, Labour Party, Dublin Central, talking about the recommended proposals and option for the Liffey Cycle Project.